USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Top Democrats in Washington say the 1917 law underpinning Congress's authority to control the nation's debt limit could be held in question against the U.S. Constitution. U.S. Senate Democrats have urged President Biden to keep the 14th Amendment in mind if a final agreement with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on budgets and spending can't be reached. A portion of the amendment reads the U.S. full faith and credit shall not be in question. On Thursday, Speaker McCarthy said he feels more optimistic a deal might come together by next week. Several FBI whistleblowers claim the Bureau retaliated against them for reporting misconduct in the agency.
At each level of my chain of command, leadership cautioned that despite my exemplary work performance, whistleblowing placed my otherwise bright future with the FBI at risk.
In testimony before a House subcommittee, former FBI Special Agent Stephen Friend said the FBI suspended him without pay related to the January 6th Capitol riot. He said those investigations deviated from standard practices. A Florida congressman's calling out President Biden for his interpretation of what's really going on at the border.
Biden is threatening to veto an immigration reform package that passed in the House last week.
He claimed that the current approach to the border, the administration's approach, is, quote, I'm going to quote it, safe, orderly, and humane.
But Representative Mario Diaz-Balart from South Florida says that couldn't be further from the truth. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. and G7 countries unveil a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over its war against Ukraine. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced articles of impeachment against President Biden. The Republican alleges he's violated his oath of office by not securing the country's borders and protecting national security. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Migrants are being moved from a New York City school gym after parents protested the decision to hold them there. The incident turning into a flashpoint of the immigration surge in the U.S. Parents at PS 188 in Coney Island say they were never informed of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to house the migrants there and immediately began protesting in front of the school. Adams soon backed off the plan and moved the migrants to a temporary shelter. The smoke from massive wildfires in Canada is impacting U.S. skies and driving conditions. National Weather Service meteorologist Dylan Dodson explains how the smoke's able to travel more than 1,000 miles.
You always see those plots of the jet stream and the winds aloft. It gets kind of caught up in that, and then it just kind of drifts down to wherever that flow is at the time. So it just so happens that I was within that, and it's drifting down into us.
Residents in Seattle, Pittsburgh, Chicago, the Twin Cities, Bismarck, Topeka, Kansas, and Pendleton, Oregon, and elsewhere are being warned of the smoke. And Nike is removing Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant's sneakers from its website after he was shown holding a firearm in a social media video for the second time in less than 2 months. Morant was seen holding a firearm in an Instagram Live video last weekend just after having been suspended 8 games for an Instagram Live video in which he appeared to be holding a firearm in a Denver nightclub. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.